Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
He's your radio friend with lots and lots of good health information and advice. It's the Power of Health with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
I'm back with Natasha Trenev, and we're talking about our health and getting healthy and being able to hold on to that health as long as we possibly can. You know, today health food stores, whether they're big, large chain or brick and mortar stores, or, you know, people are shopping at a big box store, you know, I think people really need to know what to look for. And the other thing is, how do you know as a consumer that what's on the product label is in the bottle? Because sometimes, you know, people are trying something and they may not be getting a good amount of quality from the product. So your thoughts?
Well, a very important thought. And I have to keep reminding everybody when the National Nutritional Foods Association existed. And unfortunately, the reason it was disbanded is because it tried to impose a true label program on the manufacturer members. And I think it's the biggest tragedy that hit this industry, because simply, what that was is that, you know, each manufacturer paid a couple hundred dollars a year, and the association or the standards committees would test the product. And if the test revealed that the ingredients listed on the label were not found in the product, they would contact the manufacturer, give them an ample opportunity to dispute the finding, present their own laboratory finding, and have the product retested a third time, so that we were all on the same page. And if the product again failed, then the manufacturing member was asked to reformulate or do something to improve the product quality. And the tragedy is that in the mid-1990s, when I was on the standards committees of the National Nutritional Foods Association, we tested every category of dietary supplement on the shelf and found that 80%, I again state, 80%, did not meet their label declaration. And this is a tragedy. And this is where the consumer needs to know that there is no such thing, you know, as a outside laboratory now testing to give you results that are adequate, because everybody has a financial stake in making sure that the people who are paying for the test don't get bad results so that they stop paying for their membership. And this is a tragedy. You know, even the so-called agencies that are testing these what I call third-party manufacturers or private label manufacturers are not really imposing very strict guidelines on them. And so when they're audited by the FDA, a number of problems are found. And I'm not a big fan of the FDA in intruding in our industry, but our industry has a huge problem. The fact that we're not supporting a true label program, that, you know, at that time with the NNFA, it was a wonderful program because it consisted of manufacturers, retailers, brokers, a scientific panel. It was a consortium of people who really were interested in making certain that the health food customer was really getting their money's worth. And I implore each and every customer in the dietary supplement industry to make certain that they're getting what they're paying for, because I do believe in dietary supplements. I think they can transform our health. And the top of that list is probiotic beneficial bacteria. And a very simple guideline I want to give to everyone is to make certain you know who is manufacturing the product you're buying, the person who has this marketing stamp all over the product, or, you know, some supplier outside of the country that's supplying the main ingredients for that product, and that there's no meaningful guarantee of potency. Anyone who tells you that they can't give you the potency of each and every microorganism that's listed in their product, you should not buy that product. And I'll tell you why. Because it's taken me 5 months to find a laboratory that even has the capacity to genetically test a probiotic product that has 10 strains, and they can, you know, show the potency if they find the strains in the product. That's a fail-proof methodology. And for each sample, they're asking $2,000. Now, I ask the average consumer, you know, why is it that these so-called private label manufacturers that are listing all these strains on the label, why are they putting things in the product that is so expensive to find once it's put in there? Who's benefiting by this? You know, the consumer is sold this bill of goods that these bacteria, when they're put together in one capsule or one bottle, have some kind of synergistic or symbiotic effect. Please be assured that no science states that bacteria, when they're put in this environment in a capsule or a bottle, are anything but antagonistic to each other. And if you're not listing exactly how much of each bacteria you're getting, how are you possibly going to influence the diverse dichotomy of bacteria, fungi, and viruses found in that 27 feet of GI tract that you have that is the gateway to your health and to your good health for now and in the future? So it's a very important that you just apply that simple principle, is that if the manufacturer doesn't tell you exactly how much of each organism they have on the label, and that it's not verified by some third-party agency, like a government agency or something that's reliable, don't waste your money. This is too important of a field to waste your money on ineffective products, because we know that the bacteria in your gut are the mediators of every form of disease or health concept that we have known for the past 60 years in the health food industry. It is very important that you learn how to take care of your ecosystem that's inside your 27 feet of GI tract. If there's no other message I can give you, this is the most important message you need to take away from today's conversation.
The other thing is, you know, I've been in the educating business for a long time. You've definitely been in the education business for a long time. We have to remind everybody to remind themselves to ask questions, because there is no across-the-board situation. There is no cookie-cutter solution. We all live different kinds of lives, and you have to ask questions if you really want to transform your health. You just can't, you know, guess. You know, it's not a needle in a haystack. We have to ask some questions and be poignant about how we possess the information to make a change. And, you know, I know you're a big believer of people educating themselves and asking questions to people that have great knowledge. But then once again out there, that becomes confusing. Who do you talk to?
Well, that's what we have to reestablish. I think that, you know, I have proven by my standards and in my integrity for 45 years, I've not sold any product that didn't meet the labeling standards. I have been audited by, you know, governments, and our labels have always found to conform to what we had in the product. I think just a simple guideline, because it may be too complex for individuals to understand, is that you find a product that has exactly in the bottle what it claims in the label. I think that's the first step, especially for probiotics, because it is virtually a what I call the wild, wild west, that anything goes, and that any line extension that people want to make, this is the first thing we make. If we go back 60 years in our industry, there were people who what we call had the core items in their line. Either the core items were a multiple vitamin or they were a mineral supplement, but that company specialized in that, and they actually manned their own production. Now, we fast forward to today. Virtually nobody makes their own products that they make, even though they claim they have their own formulation. There is no industry association that's really vigorously making certain that what people are telling you about their product is, in fact, the truth. And that's where I think we all have to get down and get Whole Foods and Sprouts and these big retailers to really insist that we start having some kind of a true label program, that we get the industry back on track, because we certainly don't want the government to regulate dietary supplements. They're not our friend, and they're not going to be fair about regulation. But if we really want to improve the health of our nation, we have to have what I call the lack of attention span disappear. In other words, we can't listen to the last 30-second bite of somebody telling us something and think that this is a fix for all problems. So, in summary, the product that you buy has to have some validation that it has inside the product what's claimed on the label. If you're choosing a diet, don't base it on somebody telling you, oh, well, you've been diagnosed with chronic fatigue, so I have a diet, you know, for you. And what is chronic fatigue? Well, you know, you're not digesting or absorbing your food correctly. Well, we now found that chronic fatigue is definitely related to what's going on in your microbiota. And it's definitely related to the diet that you are consuming that may not be beneficial for you individually. In other words, somebody in your family may be consuming the same diet that you have, but they don't have the problem because their fingerprint of the composition of the microbiota in their gut is different than your own. So therefore, you have to have your own diet that, you know, encourages the health benefits for yourself. And you have to take the time to figure out what's changing your body and figure out how you're going to change this microbiota in your gut so that you are actually fueling your body and not just feeding your body, and you're not allowing the microbes that are not balanced in your gut to be poisoning your body with byproducts that is causing you to feel constantly tired and have the lack of alertness. And see, there is a wonderful balancing act in what we perceive in our life as nutritional benefits from the food that we eat. Number one is that, you know, the amount of time we take to chew our food, what food we're ingesting, how much predigestion happens in the mouth, how much digestion happens in the stomach, and that beautiful transit time of what it takes from the food to be converted into waste matter is called the transit time. And that transit time is usually around 8 to 12 and sometimes 24 hours. So every time you eat, you should be expelling waste every 24 hours. Otherwise, that the food then doesn't become a nourishment for us. It becomes a source of auto-intoxication or poisoning our body because now the bacteria are part of our microbiota that's in our gut is not converting food into energy for us. It's probably aggravating the immune system, aggravating the neurons that are part of our second brain, and not doing the job right. So you see, all of it is a delicate balance, and we have to learn how to gauge that delicate balance if we're going to transform our health. And it's not an easy process, and it's probably going to take as much time as you did to learn to run your mobile device or your other machines that dominate your life. I always told people, if you would just take the time to learn how to make yourself healthy, like you learn how to use your mobile device, we would have a great and healthy nation.
The other thing is, you know, one thing, if we have a little bit of time, I want to address this. You know, obviously, we have cravings today. The food that we're eating, the lifestyles we're living, and the things that we gravitate to, we crave the stuff that we should not be consuming. And we're craving a whole bunch of it. And even though we know we're not supposed to do it, we may even verbalize, I shouldn't be eating this, but our palates and our craving centers are completely out of control. And this is directly related to the microbiota. It's related to our gut. It's related to our imbalance. And they're tied together, but we don't see that.
Yeah, that's right. And that's where we have to stop having what I call the 30-second attention span. You have to learn, you know, and I said the key to our health is controlling that glycemic index. Because if you recall, Jeffrey, in the 1980s and 1990s, oh boy, you know, the anti-candida diet, everybody was off of carbs and sugar and everybody was on protein and vegetables. And you couldn't even eat certain fruits. I mean, the only fruit you were allowed on that diet was like blueberries or some strawberries. And there was a lot of restrictions. In fact, David Asprey now has his bulletproof diet, and that's basically your anti-candida diet with his own modification. So we see an explosion of what I call anti-carbohydrate diets. And why? Because those carbohydrates feed the incorrect microbiota. But what's happened to us internally that we now have this microbiota that we're afraid to even eat any type of carbs or, you know, sugar in our diet, because it's going to affect us adversely. I think it's the 60 years of abusing antibiotics, of the pesticides and antibiotics that are found in our food, that sort of shifted the composition of a microbiota and made us unhealthy. And we're now switching the diet. And actually, it's been proven scientifically that when you have that shift in microbiota, it can actually induce the craving for sugar and foods that are unhealthy by us by stimulating certain hormonal spikes, biochemical reactions that actually make you crave the food that will make you fat or make you not so healthy. So we have to think about as a nation, what did we do to change this microbiota? And if we're taking ineffective probiotic products to try to change this microbiota, or are we choosing the latest fad diet that somebody publishes and then it becomes the gospel? I think we have to evaluate all of that very, you know, intently and drill down to make sure that we're not making those mistakes any further if we're going to start reversing the horrible disease rate that we are experiencing in this country.
Why do we make everything so difficult?
Because change is the most difficult thing to make. And, and we've also been conditioned by media to react, you know, to simple cures, because that's what we want. We want a magic pill. We've been told by pharmaceutical companies, you know, take this magic pill and this disease or symptom will go away. And we don't really have enough people in the health food industry who are giving us what I call enough usable information and getting together really for the sake of improving people's health instead of just peddling their books or selling their products. And this is where we're having what I call an ethics crisis. We need to get back to that integrity, even if it's harmful to our business, to really educate the people on how to choose the specific diet for their health, how to choose their, you know, own exercise regimen, and how to eliminate supplements, no matter how cheap they are, if they don't deliver in the bottle what they claim on their label. It's a very simple recipe, but it's going to take a lot to implement.
You know, there's so much confusion out there, and, you know, and I talk to people every single day, and I can't tell you how many times a day I mention your healthy trinity: a quality diet, an exercise program that you can do and stick with and that works for you and your body, and a quality supplementation program led by a very high quality probiotic. I can't tell you how many times a day I say that. And, you know, people say, well, that just sounds so easy. And I said, it doesn't have to be difficult. We make it and we complicate things very much. And what I think that just causes more confusion. But if we went back to basics and we got back on course again, people would see enough of a difference that the motivation would be enough to want them to keep going and want more. But we don't see results, so people don't stay on course.
Of course they don't stay on course because they're looking for the quick fix. And that's what I'm telling you, that if we really want to transform our health, we got to stop buying the book that promises, you know, us a quick fix, you know, a doctor that, you know, may be an expert in neurology selling you probiotic products, or, you know, somebody that really doesn't understand this field selling you a dietary supplement that somebody else designs for them. We have to wake up. We have to see what the problems are in their industry, be committed to fixing them without, you know, casting aspersions. But definitely, I'm telling people, if you think we're on the right course, think again, because the number of percentages of increase and type 2 diabetes and obesity and dysfunctional children in this country is definitely on the rise. I have seen no indication that it's declining, even with all this, you know, health food stores virtually in every corner of America, and whatever we're dispensing, it's not making people better.
You know, I think that there's a lot to learn, and I think we will have even more to learn along the way, because as a nation, we're not going in a positive direction. We're going in a negative direction. So we have to make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can to get as healthy as we can, which means asking questions, learning about the food we're consuming, being more active and pushing ourselves to get up off our chairs and away from our computers and do something at an activity level, learning how to balance our stress, keeping our immune system strong, you know, and everything, even the mental, the emotional part of being more positive and trying to get rid of the negativity out of our life. But then we have to truly think about the things we're consuming and making sure that quality diet, exercise, and everything is part of your everyday routine. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke. This is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on the show and to download my on-demand podcast segments, visit the show page, radiomd.com. I thank you for listening and for tuning in. Be well.